You're talking about syrup. Is there anything like syrup, only maybe thicker?
Well, generally, there's not much dividing line, but sometimes I've always took it to mean, you know, molasses.
Molasses.
Was thickest. Mm-hmm. It's usually made out of sorghum. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people refer to the both as the same. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people refer to syrup as short sweetening and molasses as long sweetening?
No, I don't think so.
Haven't heard that. Okay. What about if a man had a belt that's made out of cowhide and nothing else? He'd say, well, now this is an imitation cowhide. It's
genuine
cowhide. All right. If sugar is not being sold prepackaged like it is now, but maybe straight out of the barrel, you'd say that sugar is being sold how?
Bulk.
Bulk. Mm-hmm. You ever heard people say it's being sold loose?
Yes, I've heard that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we were talking about putting syrup maybe on your biscuits. This is something else that people like, you know, get it out of a jar and it's made out of different kinds of fruit, you know. What do you call that?
You mean jelly?
Jelly, okay. What do you have at your table to season your food with? In your shakers, you have what?
Well, you have black pepper and salt. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If there's a bowl, let's say, of apples and peaches, and I offer it to you, you might say, well, I don't think I want a peach, but give me
an apple.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's say if you were trying to identify a group of boys, you might say, well, it wasn't those boys. Over there, it must have been
one of those, or these, depending on.
Okay. And what about if if you're trying to tell a person where somebody else lives, you would say, well, he doesn't live here, he lives
there.
Okay. Or you might say, telling somebody how to do something, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. If somebody, said something to you, you didn't understand what they said because they were mumbling or talking real low, what would you tell them to make them repeat that?
I would just say, beg your pardon. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the opposite of rich?
Poor.
Poor, okay. Let's say if a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but you might say life is hard on a man.
Poor.
Okay, a man who's poor. What about if you have a lot of peach trees, what do you call all those trees together? You say you have a what?
Peach orchard.
Peach orchard, okay. And talking about that orchard, if I'm interested in knowing who owns that orchard, I might ask a fellow, let's say he's standing around, is that your orchard? And he might say, well, no, I'm just a neighbor. But down there, that's the man.
Who owns
the orchard, okay. What you might say, talking about being rich and poor, I might say, well, when I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy
who was rich.
Okay. What, do you remember the kind of tree that George Washington was supposed to have cut down?
Oh, yeah. Cherry tree.
Cherry tree. What do you call the inside of a cherry, the hard part?
The pit.
That's the pit. Mm-hmm. What about, talking about cherries, what are some of the types of fruit that you have around here?
You know, peaches, apples. Apples not in a large quantity, but you know, just for individuals' pleasure usually to grow.
Yeah.
And plum, figs, mm-hmm. pears, mm-hmm. apricots. Mm-hmm. That just about covers it. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the inside part of a peach? That's the what?
That's the pit, too.
That's the pit. Is there a type of peach around here that has the meaty part really tighter, neck tight?
Yes, against the seed.
Yeah, what is that?